What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your patience. I want to begin by thanking my friend, Razia Hill, founder and executive director of Every Bottom Covered, not just for hosting us here today, but for the selfless and tireless work that she does every single day to help thousands of families in Western New York with newborn children in Buffalo and across our region that are struggling to make ends meet. I also want to recognize our great friend in Maston District Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart, Seema Washington, the System Director of Women and Children's Services for Catholic Health, Shannon Johns, the Prenatal Patient Education Catholic Health Women's Services and CEO of Calming Nature Doula, Anne-Marie Correa, Program Director for Buffalo Prenatal Perinatal Network. As many of you know, I'm a proud father. And for my wife and I, the happiest days of our lives were when we welcomed our children into this world, making our family more complete. Being a dad is my proudest accomplishment, and I would change nothing. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Along with the joy and fulfillment that comes with parenthood, however, comes the daunting reality of expenses. The types of expenses that can easily overwhelm a young family just starting out. Diapers, strollers, cribs, car seats, formula, toys, clothing. These are items that are necessities, not luxuries, and every parent needs them. But Donald Trump's reckless trade wars threaten to make the dream of parenthood even more difficult and financially straining. Because of Trump's tariff tax, the costs for baby goods are skyrocketing and more expensive than ever before. Between the time Trump began imposing his widespread tariffs on April 1st through mid-June, the cost for five common baby goods, infant strollers, car seats, cribs, high chairs, and baby monitors had increased by 24%. Additionally, the average family of a newborn is going to pay $400 more in 2025 than they would have just last year. In total, that means families across the country will pay $875 million more out of pocket than they would for the goods and services to take care of their newborn children than they paid just last year. That is wrong, and we're fighting back against it. Donald Trump campaigned on the promise to make life more affordable for families, but his policies are having the exact opposite effect. Congressional Republicans just passed the big ugly bill that cuts Medicaid, Medicare, nutritional assistance. It threatens Social Security, all to give a tax break for billionaires. It's absolutely wrongheaded and unacceptable. And it's having the exact opposite effect for hardworking families that are trying to make ends meet. It is increasing the cost of goods and services and making life for working families in this country unaffordable. They are hurting working families. In response, I'm supporting legislation with my colleagues in the Congressional Dads Caucus to eliminate tariffs on necessary baby goods, giving families breathing room as they welcome their newborns into this world. I'm sponsoring a package of six bills that will give relief to families struggling to make ends meet, that will end tariffs on baby clothing, diapers, wipes, changing tables, baby food and formula, strollers and car seats. It will also end tariffs on baby toys, cradles, bassinets, and monitors. These items are not luxuries. These are necessities. And families need these just to take care of their newborn children. They shouldn't be dealt a bad hand because of Trump's tariff tax that is squeezing them financially once again. And that's why we're sponsoring these bills and fighting back against these needless tariffs. This is common sense legislation. Even if we disagree on economic policy or spending priorities, everyone should be able to come together to make sure that Trump's reckless trade war doesn't apply to products that are absolutely vital and essential to raising a happy, healthy child. Organizations like this incredible organization we join here today, Every Bottom Covered, face a true two-pronged threat by the rising costs due to these tariffs. First, these organizations are hurt by the ability for them to pay for the goods that they purchase today. These rising costs are squeezing them in the moment. Secondly, it threatens to overwhelm these organizations by pushing even more families to depend on their assistance. We can and we must do better for families, for our economy, and for our children. We need to put babies over billionaires. We need to put parents and working families over billionaires. Sadly, the big ugly bill did just the opposite of that. It is putting a tax on working families across this country. These tariffs are hurting communities like Buffalo, Western New York, and working families as they strive to raise their newborn children. And we're fighting back. And we're starting right here in Buffalo and Western New York. And we're proud to stand with these extraordinary leaders here in our community. And with that, I'm going to turn it over again to my friend, an amazing leader in the great city of Buffalo, but all of Western New York, and arguably the nation, Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart.
Thank you, Congressman. You know, when we think about these tariffs, right, you know, the 47th president said this was something to help America, right? And he was doing this to make sure, you know, that America was getting its fair share. But as we see now, this is not just hurting big corporations and big business. This is hurting small businesses, nonprofits, people who take care of the least of us, right? I think about myself as a mother, a young mother, working, going to college. I had a baby. Buying diapers was expensive. It was very, very expensive. Car seats were expensive. I was working hard to make sure that I provided a life for my son. But buying diapers was a challenge. It really was. And we have organizations like Every Bottom Covered that stands up for people in the community and make sure they have diapers. They don't resell these diapers to people in the community. They purchase them to give them away for free. So that way it is not an issue. It does not become a health issue. Because we know that parents sometimes have to stretch diapers. They don't change their babies as often because diapers run out quickly. And that creates a health issue for our babies. And so the 47th president has turned his back on Every Bottom Covered, has turned his back on working parents who can't afford every single thing that they need to purchase for their families. Why? Because everything, every price for everything is going up day by day. And so our president needs to understand that this isn't about big business. This is about the little people. It is, he's forgetting that we're here. He is forgetting about parents who are struggling in their communities, but still working full-time jobs. We need leadership like Congressman Kennedy and our other congressmen and women who understand that these needs are necessary. This isn't something that we can't just buy. We can't say we're not buying diapers. We have to buy diapers. And we need them to see that. And I want to thank Congressman Kennedy for his tireless efforts in making sure that our congressional leaders, our senators, are seeing the people on the ground in the streets and seeing us as human. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Next, we're going to hear from Razia Hill, again, our host here today, the founder and CEO of Every Bottom Covered. She has truly done God's work here in the community, getting these diapers out to families in need. She's been doing it for many years. It is an incredible, beautiful vision of helping other people, especially moms and dads with their newborn children that might not be able to afford these diapers and other baby needs. And she does it so incredibly well. And we're honored to be here with her today. Razia Hill, thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm Razia Hill. And as has already been stated, diapers are a necessity. Babies can't go a day without a diaper. And make no mistake, babies are bipartisan. They don't care which side of the line you sit on. They just know that they need these supplies to stay healthy. Tariffs will certainly affect the work that we do here at Every Bottom Covered, making it more difficult to source the supplies we need, and also creating more barriers for families who now may be pushed to need our services even more. Having this type of support from Congressman Kennedy is so important and vital that we keep children in the forefront. The most important time in a child's life is from 0 to 3, and those are the ages that myself and other agencies here with us make the choice to address every day. I cannot do this work without other nonprofits, but nonprofits cannot do this work without the assistance and the buy-in of government. And so I am honored to host you here, and most importantly, honored to remind everyone that diaper need affects us all, whether you are a parent or not, because it affects our entire community. And so again, I stand here with my colleagues and with our leaders to make sure that we keep reminding government that people make government. People make government. Government doesn't make the people. So remind yourselves of that, that it's your duty to make sure that we keep children clean and healthy, and I'm always going to stay in that fight to do so. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Razia. Next, we're going to hear from Seema Washington, again, the System Director for Women and Children's Services for Catholic Health. Seema.
Thank you, Congressman Kennedy, for leading the charge to eliminate tariffs on essential baby items such as diapers, car seats, formula, and strollers. As Director for Women's Services at Catholic Health, this issue is near and dear to our mission. We deliver over 5,300 babies at Sisters of Charity Hospital and Mercy Hospital annually, with outpatient obstetrics offices throughout Niagara and Erie counties. Through Catholic Health's Maternal Health Equity Center, we are able to support moms and families through their birth journey by providing education, prenatal and postnatal care, emotional support, and resources to promote equity to high-risk patient populations throughout the city of Buffalo. Catholic Health partners with community organizations such as Every Bottom Covered, Calming Nature, Buffalo Prenatal and Perinatal Network, and Congressman Kennedy's office to provide safe car seats, baby cafes supporting breastfeeding, and doula services to patients who may not otherwise have access to such resources. Over the last several months, prices have increased up to 24% on essential baby items, putting this undue burden on young families already struggling to make ends meet. The majority of safe car seats, diapers, cribs, and high chairs are manufactured overseas, and the cost of these tariffs have been passed along to our patients and consumers. At Catholic Health, we know that these price increases negatively impact our patients and our community, and they create difficult decisions for parents that have to choose between offering the safest essential products to their babies versus finding less safe but affordable alternatives. Parents shouldn't have to make a difficult choice like this. They should be able to be focused on celebrating their expanding families.
Thank you, Seema. Thank you so much. And as you can see, this incredible operation is doing its job. So the acoustics hopefully are working for all of you. But we're not going to let anything get in the way of the people's business here. Next, I'd like to introduce Shannon Johns, the prenatal patient education for Catholic Health Women's Services and the CEO of Calming Nature Doula. Shannon? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Myself and our breastfeeding coordinator, Chanel Smith, we want to thank you for inviting us to participate today. This is a very important issue. It affects the community as a whole. Like Donata said, taking care of a child is expensive. The expenses that are essentially needed items can put some people at risk, can put people in positions where they have to make hard decisions and hard choices. So adding additional expenses and costs can make it much more of a burden to them just to have a child. So we support Congressman Kennedy on this bill, and we also like to, you know, help families with all of the essential items that they need. The work that we do with Catholic Health in partnership for their maternal health equity program is to assist and help high-risk mom with essential needs, support, and resources that they need to get through this entire process for them. So we are extremely helpful and grateful to Roz for her program that she offers, and we want to just make people mindful and be aware that these tariffs can cause additional expenses and hardships for families.
Thank you, Shannon. Appreciate you. Ready? And finally, I'd like to introduce Anne Marie Correa, the Program Director for Buffalo Prenatal Perinatal Network.
Good morning, everyone. Buffalo Prenatal Perinatal Network empowers women, fathers, and families to take charge of bettering their family health and well-being by providing education, support, advocacy, and connection to resources and services in Western New York. The work of Buffalo Prenatal Perinatal Network is dedicated to honoring the dignity and capacity of individuals and communities and in promoting health equity. We at BPPN receive almost daily requests for help from struggling families with diapers, formula, baby clothes, and larger items such as strollers and cribs. As was said previously, these items are primarily basic needs for families with infants and toddlers, and have become items that are difficult to afford. So I did a little research, a little back. I wanted to see how prices had risen over the years. And because we're feeling it, we're not really looking at those statistics, but I found that over the last 5 years, the cost of both diapers and formula have had significant increases, with some reports indicating a 48% rise in diaper prices since the pandemic began. And baby food and formula prices are up from 8.7% between January 2023 and 2024. And some estimates suggest a year's supply of diapers can now cost an additional $1,000. That is a lot of money for families who are struggling. Families do not plan when they're having their children. Mom and dads are not saying, okay, I'm going to not have a meal so that I can afford diapers for my baby, or how am I going to afford formula for my child? You're thinking that in this day and age that all these things, this is the United States of America, that all these things are going to be affordable and that parents are going to be able to provide for their children. Through grants and agency fundraising, BPPN works to help meet the needs of its participant families and decrease their financial burden, but we are limited in what we can do. The high cost of tariffs only makes this problem much worse, which affects not only a family's ability to provide for themselves, but also limits our reach in helping as many families as we can. We would like to thank Congressman Kennedy for looking out for our families and support this bill to eliminate tariffs on baby items. The trade policies of our country should not place undue burdens on our families. Thank you.
Love that. Thank you, Marie. With that, I'll open it up to any on-topic questions.
Can you give us a thumbnail of when you're proposing?
When we're proposing?
What is the thumbnail of what you're proposing?
Yeah. Specifics. So the legislation that my colleagues and I in the Congressional Dads Caucus, it's broken up into six different bills, and the bills that we've put forward rescind the tariffs that have been already implemented on these baby products, from baby toys and cradles and bassinets and monitors to baby clothing and diapers and wipes and changing tables, baby food and formula, strollers and car seats. So six different bills broken down into various areas that will rescind the tariffs, help parents that are welcoming newborns into the world with the financial strain that's been caused by these unreasonable, unnecessary tariffs that Donald Trump has put forward unilaterally, that has a tremendous amount of congressional opposition, and that we're seeking to undo in their entirety. Yeah, great question. Look, this is not a partisan issue. When we're talking about welcoming children into the world and working families, nobody cares if they're Democrat or Republican. These are families that are struggling all the same with the high cost of goods for newborn children. Diapers and wipes and strollers and car seats, you know, these are all costs that are a necessity, not a luxury. And so across the board, regardless of what party one might be in, people are feeling the financial strain because of these needless, unnecessary tariffs that the president has put in place unilaterally. So we're looking to rescind those tariffs on these baby items.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.